magic school. How are we doing this afternoon?
Great.
Fantastic. Well done indeed. Well, my name is Gary, and today I'm your headmaster for the magic school. Now, hands up who actually performs magic already.
Good afternoon. My name's Kev McMahon. I'm the artistic director of the Edinburgh International Magic Festival.
Well, tell us what the Magic Festival is, what it's all about.
The Magic Festival is a five-day celebration of the art of magic. We're bringing some of the best magicians from around the UK and Europe to Edinburgh for a five-day event and just giving the audience, the people of Edinburgh, a chance to see some of the best magicians in the UK on their doorstep at a good price.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to show you the world's famous cut and restored rope. One piece of rope. I'm going to find the middle of the rope here like so. We're going to cut it just through like so. Gives us two pieces of rope.
There's a bit of an unusual story to how you yourself came to be a magician, isn't there? You were going down, some might say, a slightly different career tangent.
I was, yeah. Originally, I was predestined to be a physicist, a research scientist, and about 5.5 years ago, I was on a reality show called Faking It, and the idea is to train you in 4 weeks to do a different job. So I got trained to be a magician. By some great magicians. Penn and Teller in Las Vegas were involved. Paul Daniels was the judge who had to decide whether I was a real deal or not. But it ultimately changed my life. It brought me from science to magic, and now the Magic Festival is just me trying to convince the rest of Scotland that magic's the way forward as well for them.
If I take this end here, we give a blow, and click, you'll see the rope becomes one. Wow. Okay. Excellent. So boys and girls, we're going to teach you that trick very shortly.
It's quite a leap, isn't it, from physicist to magician. Why did you decide to change tangents so dramatically?
I think for me, magic just, I loved it. You know, I was exposed to this new world where there was a lot more laughter, a lot more interacting with people, a lot more life to it than the world of physics, and I was totally drawn to it. I got such a massive buzz when I was on stage. I loved just the intricate practicing of the card tricks and all that sort of stuff. It really took me back to when I was playing the violin and things, all that knuckle-busting practice.
We've got Gary James here, who's president of the Edinburgh Magic Circle. Right. Gary, you're helping to teach kind of next generation of magicians here today, aren't
you? Absolutely, yeah. We're trying to introduce the new wave of magicians to the to Edinburgh and all over, really, yeah. And great first session we've just had today, and kids were quick, fast at picking that up. Yeah, it was great.
Tell us about what's going to be happening in a few short minutes.
Well, a few short minutes, it's back to Magic School. This is the second session of the morning here. I'm what the class is, the headmaster of the Magic School. So I come out and we learn about half a dozen magic tricks, and the kids get to take these tricks home with them as well to practice before they actually go out to the real world, to their friends and family, and show them the miracles that they learned today. And they're quite learners, I'll tell you, yeah.
And these aren't some of the more confidential tricks then?
Well, not too much, yeah, because I want to keep my presence in the Magic Circle, so we can't give too many secrets away. But some ones that, you know, we've got standards on that we can share with the general public and that as well. So that's the ones we'll be teaching here at the Magic School. But they're still baffling as well at the same time.
Kevin, last time we met was at the Twestival, and you were doing some of your routines there, including one of your signature trademark acts. Which I think was making a rose go on fire. How long does it take to develop those kind of signature acts as an up-and-coming magician?
Well, yeah, magicians, like in any other art form and science as well, they stand on the shoulder of giants. I was inspired, the moves were inspired by a magician, an American magician called Tom Mullica, who's very famous for a cigarette routine that he does. It was just an environmental thing. I was working over in Dubai, and it was Valentine's Day, and there were roses everywhere, and I thought, what can I do? What can I do with all these roses? And I thought, I'll just make them reappear. So that was it. That's where it came from. It worked well. It's in the routine. Every gig I do now, that's my, as you said, my trademark trick.